Jesus uses an image familiar to the people of his day to make a point about spiritual leadership. Those who listen to Jesus are led to an abundant life. The gospel is from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was trying to say to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. We have a lot of voices and noise coming at us in the world today, don't we? Parents, family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, teachers, the news, maybe social media, TV shows. The list is endless. We literally have 24 access to news around the world if we want. Today's culture also tends to value being busy, which can add even more noise to our already noisy lives. In the middle of all the noise and busyness, how on earth do we hear the voice of our Good Shepherd? How do we hear the voice of Jesus or God in the middle of it all? In our reading today, it says, "The sheep follow the shepherd because they know his voice." I wondered if this were actually true of real sheep, so I Googled it. I found a video where they had three test subjects try and call the sheep using a call very similar to the shepherd or farmer, and there was little response from the sheep. They just kept grazing in the field. Then the farmer called, and immediately their heads turned and they started paying attention. They knew the voice of their shepherd. Have you ever been in a crowded store and heard a child's voice yell, "Mom" or "Dad"? Well, you may see many heads turn to see what the commotion is about. Parents often know the voice of their child and turn to pay attention and see what they need. They know the voice of their child. When I played basketball in high school, there could be all kinds of cheering and noise from the crowd as you played, but the second the coach yelled, I could hear his or her voice and would listen to what he or she wanted. I was tuned into that voice and could hear it in the middle of all the cheering. I knew the voice of my coach. In our gospel reading today, verses 3 and 4, it says, "The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has sought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice." Knowing our shepherd, Jesus, so we can follow his voice and follow his lead in our lives is so important. I don't know about you, but I want to be like the sheep in the video, where when the farmer started calling, perk up and look around to see what's happening. I want to be in tune with Jesus, so I notice when he's trying to get my attention, and I perk up to see what he might be saying. So if we are the sheep, and Jesus is our shepherd, what can we do to make sure we are following Jesus' voice in the middle of all the noise and other voices out there? The answers are fairly simple. We can read the Bible, we can pray, we can gather in community like we are here at church together to worship and go to Bible study and church school. We can learn from each other by sharing our experiences. But just because the answers are simple doesn't mean they are easy. We just talked about how busy we all are with our everyday tasks. But the more consistent we can be in those faith practices, the more effective they can be at keeping us in touch with our shepherd's voice. Even 1 minute of reading our Bible is better than not reading it at all. Saying a short prayer on our way to work or school or while running errands is better than not praying at all. But please remember, this is not a to-do list in order to be good Christians or to get into heaven. Rather, it is an invitation to be in relationship with our God. As we just celebrated this Easter, Jesus has paid the price for our sins by dying on the cross and rising from the dead, so that we can live as forgiven children of God and be in relationship with God, sharing our joys, sorrows, and all the everyday moments of life. Of course, listening to God's voice doesn't guarantee a life without hardships or adversity. Rather, it means that God is present with us in the green pastures and the dark valleys, and everything in between. One of my favorite parts of Psalms in general is that there are Psalms for all the different emotions and circumstances of life. In Psalm 23 that we read today, it acknowledges the hardships in life, yet still gives hope. We are going to walk through dark valleys and hard times in our life, whether it be the death of a loved one, sickness, depression, loneliness, anxiety, addiction, trouble in relationships, or something else. In the midst of all the dark valleys of life, there is comfort and hope in our Good Shepherd because he walks with us through those valleys. God is there to comfort us and bring us hope. In our reading from John, we are warned about the thieves and bandits out there trying to lead the sheep astray and destroy them. But it is only in our Good Shepherd that we find abundant life. We use that phrase often in church, abundant life, but have you ever stopped to think about what it means? What exactly is an abundant life? Is it having all the physical things, a house filled with beautiful items, and all the latest gadgets? I think rather our Good Shepherd is calling us to an abundant spiritual life in relationship with him and others in this world. An abundant life is one filled with forgiveness, unconditional love, grace, and hope. When we listen to our Good Shepherd's voice, in spite of all the noise, we are led to this abundant life. In a moment, we will sing a few verses of the hymn, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is." It's an interpretation of sorts of the 23rd Psalm. Before we sing, I'm going to read the words of the hymn for us. "The King of Love, my Shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, my ransomed soul he leadeth, and where the verdant pastures grow, with food celestial feedeth. Perverse and foolish oft I strayed, yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me. In death's dark vale I fear no ill, with thee, dear Lord, beside me. Thy rod and staff my comfort still, thy cross before to guide me. Thou spread'st a table in my sight, thy unction grace bestoweth, and oh, what transport of delight from thy pure chalice floweth. And so through all the length of days thy goodness faileth never. Good Shepherd, may I sing thy praise within the house forever." May we all listen for the voice of our Good Shepherd. Amen.